Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ah, we've arrived, Crowder. A Friday, and it's the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. We have arrived.
Yes, boy. I've been drinking me some Funky Buddha, boy.
I bet this weekend, man, we talked about it. Got to throw down the Funky Buddhas for the 4th of July weekend and on the 4th of July as well. Funky Buddha, good vibes on tap. I got plenty of seltzers on deck for me and the fam this weekend.
Yeah, man, you got to.
Yeah,
it's
we mentioned it too.
Not 4th of July weekend without Funky Buddha.
If KD wants to jump ship, join the Heat. No, we'll hook him up with a little Funky Buddha.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, I'm not going to speak for KC and Ryan and them guys, but I'm sure they'll watch out for KD down there.
Absolutely. We don't have much time here because we're going to hear about Crowder's first visit to a nude beach. How about that? That's coming up this segment.
It's a lot of fun.
Let's jump into headlines real quickly here. They are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks. And there's so much going on the last couple of hours as well, obviously, with free agency and all the NBA news. But we do know. Here's what we know, Crowder. Victor Oladipo, 1 year, $11 million back with Miami. And PJ Tucker, deuces. He left to Philadelphia for some extra millions. 3 years, $33.2 million deal he agreed to with the Sixers.
Yeah, that's all fine. I like both of those moves.
Yeah, no problem with it at all.
No.
The Marlins do begin a four-game series today versus the Nationals. That's coming up in about an hour, 6.05 p.m. first pitch in the nation's capital. I've mentioned a couple times the Panthers beginning their preseason. They released their schedule. Yesterday, the Dolphins released their preseason. Their training camp schedule. MiamiDolphins.com/training camp is where you can get all of the info on that. Inter Miami, they don't play till Monday night in Dallas. So on Monday, we will be doing our 4th of July Best of Spectacular as well. I highly recommend you tune in 2 to 6 p.m. on 560 WQAM, 3 to 6 on 790. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center, call 24/7. 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy, hot as hell. Tonight your lows will drop into the mid-70s. That is your weather. Crowder, this segment, you visiting a new beach. Where is this, in like Hallandale? Or
It's like Hollover Beach, but Hollover, right. North. Like if you go all the way north on Hollover Beach behind the little mangroves and all, it gets a little spicy up there.
So we know now that you're a little more comfortable in these scenes, right, where people are just butt naked.
Oh, this is my happy place, man. I love it.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a couple years ago, and I think this is you kind of dipping your toe in the waters, feeling it out for yourself, the concept of a nude beach. This is a story of when Crowder visited the nude beach here in South Florida.
Crowder had a story over the weekend that we teased over 21 hours ago, maybe. Yeah, we teased this story. Very long radio tease. I don't know if anybody but Jesse is tuned in right now to specifically hear that story.
Come on, Jesse.
But Crowder told us yesterday before the show started, something that he did over the Memorial Day holiday. Yeah. And to me, it was just jaw-droppingly crazy for a couple of reasons. Go ahead and tell everybody what you did.
So we went down to South Beach Memorial Day weekend. They had a big air show. So we're down there. We took the kids Saturday. And then Sunday, me and the wife went back. Because now we have Sunday night. We can go hang out on South Beach, go to some nice restaurant. And then we have all day Monday. We head off to hang out. My wife, I don't want to call her a nudist, but she enjoys being naked. But not just about action, not about physical contact, just like walking around. The kids are out, she wants to walk around the house naked. She's that. I'm not built that way. I don't like to walk around naked, but she's a naked lady. And she wants to tan her whole body, but she doesn't believe in the fake sun, the little tanning bed. She wants to go in the sun. She's been trying to beg. We've been together, married for eight, together over 11 years. She's been trying to talk me into going to the nude beach. A lot of people don't know this. Hollover Beach, all the way, what would that be, the north side of Hollover Beach?
Right, there's a portion of it.
And they have all these signs up. You're going to see nude people behind this point. There's a fence that goes all the way down into the ocean from the sand dunes. Like, they let you know, once you pass this threshold, you're going to see some pieces. She finally talked me into going to this nude beach.
So now, here's one of the reasons that I find this so crazy. You're a very public figure.
Yes.
Not only are, like, you draw attention anyway just based on your size,
yeah,
the tattoos, the dreads.
The hair, yes.
But people recognize you from your days with the Miami Dolphins. And then, you know, Channel 10 did a Where Are They Now just last week.
Like,
recently. You're always doing meet and greets. You do a lot of stuff with the Dolphins, with the radio station.
The kids,
so you are out
Club.
And about. Most people at a nude beach are not very recognizable people.
Yeah, everybody but me.
Right.
So we're walking.
I don't know how recognizable your penis is.
It has features. It got all the normal parts that everybody else got. But we're walking. We have to walk. And I'm talking about the fence is in the middle. If anybody hadn't been here, you could, like, it's open right now. Get up, go to Hollover, walk north. You'll run into it, and you'll know when you hit it because you'll see breasts and balls. So we walk up, but the parking lot's about a half a mile away from, there's not a parking lot close to the new beach. You either have to stay in the hotels or park a half a mile away at the Hollover normal parking. As I'm walking down the beach to head towards the new beach, like you're saying, dozens of people are giving me the what's up, coming up to me, you know, asking for pictures. The police officers are out there. They keep turning, go Gators! They're talking to me. I know where I'm going. They don't know where I'm going.
Now, were you planning on being nude?
No. I told my wife initially, because she told me Sunday night. We're out eating, we're hanging out, we went to Wynwood, we're walking around. She was like, hey, tomorrow we need to go to the nude beach. I was like, I'm not getting nude. I'm not. What if I get you some Speedos? I said no. I pushed back. Long story short, I got me some bright green-ass Speedos at the house right now.
Oh, my God.
Lime green.
I have to see this. Nope, I take that back. What I meant to say was, I have to not ever see that. As long as I live.
I bring the Speedos in just so you can see.
I can't, no.
You can just visualize them on
but
me.
But have they've been there? No, not interested in having them in the same room as me.
They've held up the swipe.
Yeah,
Sunday, not, Monday.
I can't, this is shocking to me.
So we go. You got to go down. It's actually between after 12. There's lifeguard stands one all the way through 15. Between 12 and 15, that's the action beach or the naked beach.
Do people go there with bathing suits on, or that's frowned upon?
It's funny. It's like, you know how you walk in your, when you walk in your house, you kick your shoes off real fast, and you try, you know what I'm saying, you get undressed real fast, you got to get comfortable. People, when they walk through, because it's an opening in the fence,
right,
but on both sides of the opening, it says, beyond this point, you will see nudity. Beyond this point, you will, like, they have signs everywhere. You walk through that fence, and it's like people liberating themselves.
They can't wait to get naked.
They just, women, as soon as they walk through, they pull their puppies out. Put their little bra.
Somebody
in their
says
pocket.
You should do a meet and greet there. Meet spelled M-E-A-T.
You know what? It was one on Monday. Because I saw more meat than I've ever seen in an NFL locker room. But the thing is, this is the crazy thing. You have me to a new beach. There's a nudist or certain type of people. They're real hippie. Hippies are old.
Right, they're like one with the earth.
And so the majority of people there are 60 to 80.
I picture a nude beach. I've never been to one, and I will never be at one. I picture it to be...
Never say never.
No. I picture it... Are you inviting me? There's a better chance I go fishing.
We ain't got to own umbrellas.
I picture the lady in Something About Mary. You know,
The woman she lived with?
Yes.
Bunch of those.
Yeah.
And their husbands.
Yeah.
And then the men like to stretch. And they like to bend from the waist and not the knee. Like, they pick their towel up and they bend from the waist. I'm like, man, cover this up. Cover these items up. But the people are like so free. People playing paddle ball. Think about that. And I'm not talking about, there's not a lot of nice paddle bodies.
Paddle ball's not pretty usually, even when flabby people have bathing suits on.
65-year-old man, 5'4", 208. Listen, 5'4", 208. His wife, she's about 5'3", by 185, butt bookie naked, no socks. They done cut them out a little paddle board on this, and they're really playing paddle board. And just everything's moving and flopping and
so
going.
Your wife loved it? She had a good time?
She was a lady liberating herself.
And were you on edge the whole time?
The whole time. Because she took her clothes off. She's like, I'm a tan. She lays down. I brought my little cooler of beer, so I got my little funky booty on my thing. And she wakes up 10 minutes later.
You got your little funky Buddha out your thing, too.
I was showing off my funky Buddha. But she lays down. She puts her glasses on. She turns on music. She goes to sleep. By 30 minutes later, she wakes up. My head hadn't even touched the chair. I'm not comfortable enough to, like, get relaxed and lean back. I'm sitting up. I'm looking both ways. I'm keeping my head on a swivel. You're not going to lay down? And do what? Go to sleep? With this man's 14-inch baby leg next
to
me?
So you have to look, right?
Oh, yes. No,
I mean, you can't not look. First of all, you're at sitting level and people
right
are
there.
Walking.
And the funny thing is that there's not all couples, too. There's something else that just blew my mind. Because there was a single guy sitting next to us. And he knew why he was on that beach. He knew that he wasn't a big built guy, had little skinny shoulders, little knock knees, funny looking little dude, little pin face. He had a slug.
He had that thing.
And he knew what he was doing because right. He'd come back to his chair, he'd lotion up, he'd take a drink of his little water, he'd play on his phone for a second, and then he'd go butt naked walking all the way down the beach and start talking to people.
Right.
And that's people with two is, I gave him the mean mug because if you show that, hey, I'll talk, then they're coming to talk.
Right, yeah.
So I was looking at the ground. I looked like I was crazy because every time somebody walked past, I would look all down. What's going on? I don't know. I was so uncomfortable. But the funny thing is, it was because we had to walk through the normal beach, right? So on the normal beach, you have the kids playing music. You have all the, and it was more day weekend. So you have right. The young boys running around, big group of kids walking around, trying to talk to girls, big groups of girls walking around, teenagers. You get to the nude side, you're thinking it's going to be crazier because there's a bunch of naked people.
Right, like a big old party.
There's so much accountability out there because of the fact that it is a new beach where it was calmer and more relaxed and, like, cooler people, laid back, playing jazz music on the nude side. I thought the nude side would be crazy. It was one of the best beach experiences I've ever been a part of if there was no swipers hanging
right.
down.
Dude had the slug.
Oh, boy, he came out with the baby leg. The bait with the foot at the bottom.
Because you got to know what your strong suits are. Like, I've got a pretty good sense of humor.
Yeah.
So if I was able to wave that around, I would do so. Like, if there was a place where I could just slap out a sense of humor on the table, I would do that.
And the weirdest thing to me.
Oh, would I be out of place on this beach? I can't even begin to tell you because I couldn't be funny because.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's only one thing that's funny, and it ain't my sense of humor.
The 65-year-old husband with the 60-year-old wife, both butt naked, reading a newspaper. That was who was sitting in front of us. I got used to that. You're too nudist. You're comfortable with yourself. That's another thing, too, I love. When them old people with garbage-ass bodies, they were just out there.
God bless them.
Big rolls, cesarean cuts, big mushy muffin top. They were just out there enjoying life. The thing that weirded me out was when it was two, like there would be couples. And so there's a man, woman, man, woman. The two men are sitting there close enough to talk.
Like you would with a couple guys.
Just if our families went to the beach.
Right.
Sooner or later, me and you would sit next to each other, start talking sports,
right.
messing around. But now we're both butt naked,
right.
We're a foot away from each other.
Right. Seems like a weird dynamic.
And leaning, pouring each other's beer. Oh, you want another beer? We're passing it over. I didn't know what to do.
There's a great Saturday Night Live skit. This reminds me of it. Go see if you can find it, Falero. It's Matthew Broderick. they do a thing at a, like a nude beach. It's all men, and they have like a fence that covers them. So you could see that they're naked, and it's just one guy walking up. Hey, Bob, great to see you again. How's your penis today? You know, because what, like, and that, see if you can find that. Maybe we can tweet that out, Valero.
And the craziest thing I saw, I don't think I told y'all this. One dude came up later on. He was younger. You might say, you know, I say, and I'm telling you, you're asking, is some young girls out there? I'm talking about medium age. The median is 50.
Right.
There's some 80s out there. There might be two 30-year-olds.
But are there any 10s? Like, are there any?
No, everybody was.
Like, where you would look, super, even if they were wearing a bikini, where you'd go, wow, look at her.
It's real super thin girls. And that's not my cup of tea. But right. I'm talking about those little 94-pounders.
There was pretty.
A couple of them out there. Decent little 30-year-olds, you know, don't eat once a week, kind of. They're on the snake diet. Those kind of girls.
Right.
Tiny. But the thing that got funny, that was weird, and I was so uncomfortable, I didn't know how to respond to situations. Like, my wife, she would be like, oh, look at them. And I couldn't talk back because I don't know, in that atmosphere, I don't know how to respond. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or get them to get closer to me. Dude had his music up too loud for the guy next to him. Butt naked guy next to him walks all the way, right in front of us. We were right by the lifeguard stand. I needed some protection. I didn't know what to expect. I needed some protection. So I got my wife, let's go by the lifeguard just in case something gets out of line. I know I have some authority here. He walks right past me, booty out, meat out, and goes, and I hear him tell the lifeguard, hey, tell the guy to turn his music down. Not everybody wants to hear. It was like that, the dance music. The
EDM.
Somebody had to boom, boom, boom. And the guy, it was an older guy. He's like, hey, tell the guy to turn his music down. Nobody wants to hear all that stuff. So the lifeguard goes and tells the guy to turn his music down, but the guy that went and told him, he walked straight from the lifeguard stand right back to his seat. So then the lifeguard's right behind him. It was obvious what
that
happened.
That it was him, right.
That it was him that told on him. So the large Hispanic man, he's butt naked. Now he's up yelling at the old white dude that's butt naked, and they're both arguing butt naked at each other. It's a normal argument with clothes on.
So weird.
Why are you worried about my music anyway? Because nobody wants to hear that. They're really going at it. They're naked, though. All I was thinking about, I was like, they're
naked. Fellas, your penises are out.
Guys, throw a towel on. Like, do something. Y'all are arguing naked.
Valero, would you ever go to a nude beach? Have you gone to a nude beach?
I was a kid. We went on a cruise, and there was, like, a nude beach there. And I was, like, probably 16 or 17. I told my parents, I want to go to the nude beach. I want to see stuff. But, like, when I went there, it was a bunch of...
Yeah,
like 75 stuff. And 80-year-olds.
Yeah, I know what you wanted to see.
Yeah, I was 17 years old, Crowder.
I know what you wanted to see.
I wanted to see you in a Speedo.
No, you want to see them.
Solana, would you ever go to a nude beach? Have you gone to a nude beach? You can just give me a thumbs up or, yeah, you can go to the mic.
I went nude deck on a cruise ship.
Really?
It was really awkward. I was 14, just stumbled into the wrong place.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about kids accidentally. I'm talking about making a decision as an adult to go to a nude beach or a nude deck.
Crazy you say that. No lie. There were two women out there, and they had their 8 to 10-year-old daughters with them at the beach. Swim. Like, the daughter had on a bathing suit. The mom was butt naked, talking to the daughter. Daughter comes, and they eat crackers and dip, and then the daughter goes back in the water, and she's out there with naked swipes everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just nakedness, 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 and it's a 9-year-old running around.
Can there be an age limit?
Me and my wife actually talked about it where she's never going to be surprised with anything sexual in her life. Like, the first time she sees a penis, she's not going to be like, oh, what's that? She's
right.
been staring at penises her whole life.
Right.
We actually talked about, like, hey, our kids are 6 and 7. But we're like, hey, when our kids get 14, 15, should we bring our kids out here? I was the no aspect of it. But my wife, my wife has some hippie
Valero,
in her.
Would you make a decision as an adult to go to a nude beach? Is that something you and Kimberly would do?
No. Like, I just don't see the point of it. Like,
Solana, would you do that with your girlfriend? Would you go to a nude, like, is that something you would consider doing on a weekend?
I wouldn't, but my girlfriend for sure would be down.
Huh.
Yeah. It's honestly, I would tell you, if I can get used to those swipes hanging out and flipping around me, it was one of the calmest, coolest beaches I've ever seen. We were there like 3 hours.
People are marveling at your storytelling skills. I've always said Crowder's got an attribute, man, and it is not what was in that Speedo. It is his storytelling skills.
You know what the funny thing is, too? You walk out, you see one or two swipers. I got them.
And then?
Then you come around that corner. And big Tyrone's out there.
Yeah.
Bro, I
ain't got anybody at that beach. I ain't got anybody at that beach.
It's not good for yourself.
It's terrible for me.
It was some peekaboos out there. It was some little peekers. But I saw Mandingo first. My wife was on my right side. Mandingo was on the right side. I didn't make a big deal out of it. I just slowly walked to the right side of my wife so I can be the barrier between her and the 16 inches. I had to have some comfort level between me and the man. He was under.
I gotcha.
You know what? And then everybody had an umbrella. Umbrella, umbrella, umbrella. This dude had a whole big cabana, a cooler. Like, he went all out because he had it all out.
Right.
The dude with the little peekaboo.
Right.
He just had an umbrella.
Right. The size of your setup on the beach correlates with your penis.
And I didn't know that till Monday.
Right. I would have one of those little drink umbrellas, you know, on the toothpick. The little. Wow. Is that guy really laying under a drink umbrella? Hey, man. What am I going to do? I do have an 85-inch TV, though.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Kanye West, he legally changed his name to just Ye.
It's not Ye, it's Ye. Everyone knows he's Ye.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour here on the Hawkman and Crowder Show rolls on. Crowder, you want to go to a nude beach with me?
You know what? We can go. I've been naked around a lot of other people, so, you know, we cool. Let's ride.
Yeah, I'll keep my swimsuit on, though. I don't know about the nude beach for me.
Then you're the weirdo that's staring at people.
Yeah, but they're going to be staring at me regardless. You know what I mean?
Show off, man. It ain't, listen,
show
listen.
Off what?
It's a stick in the berries. Everybody has the same pieces.
Yeah, yeah. Not exactly.
Small sticks, big berries, little berries. Don't worry about it. Berries.
So, today, In 1992, on this day in 1992, A League of Their Own was released. And you and me, Crowder, we love this movie. Like, we love this movie. Hawk has still never seen A League of Their Own. However, gives me a perfect opportunity to use my only Tom Hanks impression that I have. You ready for this one, Crowder?
What you got?
There's no crying in baseball.
Terrible.
There's no crying in baseball.
Terrible.
Money. Nailed it. Sound just like Tom Hanks. But just in a weird way, we can transition here because Tom Hanks does star in this movie to my Mount Rushmore of heroes. This is a couple years ago, the day after the Heat drafted Tyler Hero, 13th overall. What was that, like 2019, 28, something like that, 2018, 2019. And I was fairly new on the show as the executive producer after Falero had left. And you and Hawk both allowed me to do a Mount Rushmore of heroes in honor of Tyler Hero. And I gotta be honest, it's one of the funnier segments that we've had in the past couple of years.
This is when we knew we had gold.
Yeah, I think so. This is like my breakout moment. This is my Mount Rushmore of heroes in honor of A League of Their Own being released. I don't know, whatever. This is a fun segment. Let's just play it. Here we go. My Mount Rushmore of heroes on the Hawkman and Crowder Show, Best of Spectacular.
So Tyler Hero is your newest member of the Miami Heat. Drafted him last night with the 13th pick. Alejandro Solana has been compiling lists for the last 3 hours and 7 minutes. What did you want to do? You have a Mount Rushmore of heroes?
We have two options here, Hawk.
Okay. I love when he talks to me as a game show announcer. We have two options here, Hawk. All right. What do you got?
We'll ask Chan what we want.
Nobody calls me Chan.
Chan, listen to the question.
Do you want a Mount Rushmore of heroes?
Uh-huh.
Or a Mount Rushmore of the top 13, so the number 13 NBA draft picks of all time?
So you have, come on, these are your own personal opinions.
My personal Mount Rushmores.
Okay, so a Mount Rushmore of actual number 13 picks.
Number 13 picks in the history of the NBA draft.
Or a Mount Rushmore of heroes.
Heroes.
Because his last name is Hero. Or I'll add a third option, none of the above. If you want to hear none of the above, you just let me know. Just hit the buzzer and we'll get none of the above. And then maybe you'll tweet out your list, Solana.
Okay.
Chan got heroes.
Chan wants to hear.
Chan.
My friend Chan here wants to hear Alejandro Solana's Mount Rushmore of heroes. The floor is yours, Alejandro.
Let's start off with number four. We're going to go with Chesley Burnett Sullenberger III.
Oh, I got you. You're talking about actual heroes. Okay, Sully, one of my favorite pilots.
What a ridiculous comment. Who would have a favorite pilot?
What
a ridiculous comment I just made. What other pilots? I'm talking about actual commercial jetliner pilots.
I was going to say Amelia.
Amelia Earhart. There you go.
That's more than I got.
Jim Tillman. He was a Chicago newscaster, but also a pilot. Sully. That is an American hero.
He's a hero?
He landed the plane on the Hudson. Any other pilot probably would have tried to turn around and park that thing over at Teterboro. I've seen that movie a billion times. They wanted him to go to Teterboro. Pull up, birds. I got all the lines. Sully, that's an excellent one. And you pronounced his first name Chesley, which is great. Most people say Chelsea.
Well, there's an S before the L. So
correct.
It's Chesley.
Right. But you can't hit February. But don't drop that on me, hotshot. What's your number three or however you're doing this?
Number three, live from the dais over here.
Okay.
Wonder Woman.
He's not real.
But like, and is like out of all the Marvel superheroes,
it's my favorite.
All right,
Gal Gadot.
Yeah. Of course, she's an actress playing the role of Wonder Woman. But go ahead.
Sully, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I'm with Sully because he's an actual hero. Wonder Woman's a made up character. half wonder, half woman. Who's number two?
Number two, Tom Hanks.
for playing Sully.
Spit out my cup.
How long did it take you to put this list together?
Is it Tom Hanks for playing Sully, or is it because of Castaway? Like, I mean, because he saved the package in that last package at the end. That was pretty heroic.
With the wings
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, that was pretty heroic.
No. It's Tom Hanks as Sully.
So a pilot that landed a plane in water makes the list twice.
Right. Right.
All okay. The heroes. Martin Luther King couldn't sneak on here.
Well, my fourth was it was gonna be.
Don't let him bully you. Who's the fourth on your Mount Rushmore?
It's Jesse Owens, Crowder. Congrats.
Congrats to me.
Congrats.
What did I do? Jesse did it.
Oh, my God. That was excellent.
It took you 3 hours to come
well
up with that
Well done
one.
By you. Hard to take issue with anybody on there.
Sully, Wonder Woman, the actor that played Sully, and Jesse Owens.
I tell you, man, I didn't see that left turn coming with Tom Hanks.
I don't like it.
That was excellent, man. Oh, and a bunch of people point out Wonder Woman, I said, is a Marvel superhero. She is not. She's DC Comics.
Thanks,
that has outraged people. I'm pretty sure all those texts are from Jim DeJoseph.
I'll tell you one thing. What kind of damn bachelor party would it be to go to where she's from?
Oh, my goodness. I've seen that movie.
What?
That planet. Is that a planet?
Like it's like a dimension.
It's a land.
A hidden island. Man.
All right, I'll give you a tough one here. What's the name of her little area?
I know I call it something. You got a different name? What's the name?
What's the name of where Wonder Woman is from?
I mean, Gal Gadot?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you know? Does anybody know where Wonder Woman, like what's the area? Someone texted in 560-22 because
Themyscira.
What?
That sounds about right.
Themyscira.
Are you sure?
Themyscira.
I thought it was like land of the something or.
I looked up Wonder Woman's land on Google. First thing that comes up.
They were riding them horses.
Yeah.
And they were jumping off of them, shooting arrows at people.
It says, origin, in her debut in All-Star Comics number 8, Diana was a member of a tribe of women called the Amazons, native to Paradise Island, a secluded island set in the middle of a vast ocean. So I was going to ask you, would you rather go to Wakanda? Because I know you've got a strong feeling for Wakanda.
Yep.
Or would you rather go to Paradise Island in the vast ocean where Wonder Woman and all her friends are riding horses?
It's a tough one, but I'm a fudge it. The technology in Wakanda can find Paradise Island.
No, you can only go to
Wakanda first.
Nope, once you go there, you can't go anywhere else.
Me and the Black Panther get us in our ship. I say, bro, before you go fight crime, drop me off at Paradise Island where the women are riding the horses.
Excellent Mount Rushmore, Solana. Very well done.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. I'm in
love with the talking of cop.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just one segment remaining here. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky Buddha, good vibes on tap. Crowder, it's been a pretty decent week, I think. I think we held it down while Hawk was in Toronto drinking bagged milk. Like, it was decent.
Yeah, we did a good job. Yeah. We did a good job. Hawk's proud of us. You know, he cussed you out pretty much the whole week.
Yeah. He was ripping me through text message. That's fine. I don't blame him. But we don't have too much time here. And I wanted to save this last segment for maybe one of the most important PSAs in the history of sports radio. And it came on this show. It was on this show that it all came about. And it's sports bars who are unable to change their TVs.
Oh,
and
goodness.
This is a hot-button issue, man. Like, every time we play this Best Of, Crowder, I mean, the text line gets rolling. People tweet you, Hawk, and I, and they couldn't agree more. You go to a sports bar, and you ask for a Heat game in the middle of December, and for whatever reason, it's like, speaking of Tom Hanks, it's like the Apollo 13 trying to land it back home, and it's something as simple as just changing the channel. This is a hot button issue on the show.
Oh yeah, and this is ongoing. This is a hot button issue in life.
Yeah,
and we're the only ones confident enough to broach this with everyone.
That's right. Yeah, like you guys are the ones who brought this to the forefront. It's a serious issue, and it needed to be talked about.
Bingo.
Yeah. All right. This is our final segment. Thanks again to Steven all week, who's been doing an unbelievable job behind the board. Jimmy helped us out earlier this week. Tree at Twin Peaks earlier this week as well. A ton of guests this week as well. But Crowder, thank you as well for holding it down with me as Hawk took off some time for vacation. This will be the final segment of the Hawk and Crowder Spectacular. Again, Monday, we will have our July 4th Spectacular Best Of special. You don't want to miss it. This is Sports Bars Don't Change Their TV here on the Hawk and Crowder Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
We had some workers in here during this segment, and I thought they were rearranging our TV monitors in here. The TV monitors were placed in here. They're like 4-inch TVs, and they're behind us. I don't even, like, I mean, honestly, if this was a sports bar, I'd leave and go somewhere else that I could see. You ever walk into a sports bar and they seat you and there's no, like, you're like craning to see a TV. This is where I work. I can't see anything. They're small monitors. So we had workers in here this entire segment who I thought were putting in new TV monitors. And now I have realized all they were doing was making the clock harder to see.
It worked, fellas.
Did you see what they did?
Oh, no, I noticed. And they looked important. They weren't important at all.
They made the clock more difficult to see.
You talk about those restaurants, though. Then you call the guy over and say, hey, can you put on a Dolphins game here? Let me get the general manager.
This is the craziest thing. Drives me bleeping crazy. You ask someone at a restaurant to change a channel, it's like asking someone to put in the coordinates for the Hubble Space Telescope because you want it to look at Mars instead of Pluto. They look at you like you're, oh, is that on American TV? Yeah, it's on American TV.
Let me call corporate.
I don't know if I think we have Adelphia here. Adelphia? Adelphia? There is no Adelphia. I got to see if my general manager's in. You what? Why did I become Archie Bunker? You what?
You're right, though.
It's the craziest thing.
Everybody got to talk to their general manager.
It's the craziest thing to change a television channel. I don't know. There's got to be some paperwork for this. What game did you want on? Do you have a pen?
You know what? Then they ask you what stations it's on.
Yeah, they go. They go, I go.
You don't have internet.
You wouldn't have the FIU game by any chance. I want to see if Butch Davis FIU. Yeah, do you know what? It's on Raycom Sports. Just put it on. There's not a TV in the world that you can't talk to now. Put on FIU. Boop, FIU.
Bounce up.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
Gets to me.
They go, I could change that in a second. I got to fax corporate. Do you have any of the thermal paper?
I'll print you a new show sheet.
He tore that show sheet up.
Drives me crazy, man. You touched a nerve. Drives me crazy.
It gets to me, too.
Because you know what it is? You go to a sports bar. You know before you ask the server when you're going to ask them to change the station. You know it's just not going to be an easy transaction. Mm-mm. It's like calling the cable company to tell them that the bill is off. You just know it's not going to be an easy transaction. So it's the simplest thing in the world. There's the TV. It's got, you know, a few hundred channels. Put on a different one that's on right now.
Yes.
And they come over, and it's like they've never heard of this before. You know what I mean? Like, they've never heard of this transaction. You know, I was thinking I'd have a better view if you could put the Panthers game over here, the Panthers game. What is the Panthers? What is the Panthers? What is that, some zoo channel? You're looking for the Animal Planet? No. I'm looking for the Florida Panthers. They're a hockey team, and you're working at a sports bar?
Let me call corporate.
Well, let me call someone. I gotta look at my phone list. The craziest thing.
It gets to me.
You might as well say to them, listen, koliki takati, koliki takata.
Yes.
Because you'll get the same look. I'm so angry.
I'm glad I got you going.
But that is, I'll tell you what annoys me the most about it. It's not the fact that they can't do it. You just know it's going to be this long transaction, and they're going to look at you like you've asked them to do something insane.
Oh, yeah. And then the manager comes off. He's pissed now, and he does it in two clicks. Doo-doo.
Comes over. You're bothering him now.
Yeah.
Because I want to watch the Panthers game. This one? Yeah, that one. Boop, boop.
You good?
Yeah, sorry, Jack. You called yourself a sports bar. My bad.
We're on the same page.
It should be your decision to take Judge Judy off. Sorry, I had to let you know.
People get mad at me for putting on fishing.
Can you put on Babe Winkleman? Babe, what?
Tell him I'm watching. Hey, can you change that? I'm watching this. I'm watching Roland Martin.
Really? Sorry. I'm so sorry. It's one of my greatest pet peeves.
You lit up. I didn't know that was going to get you
going. They look at you. They've never heard of the home teams. Never heard of them. Hey, can you put on the University of Miami Hurricanes? What? You've never heard of the University of Miami Hurricane? Well, let's start here. What sports teams have you heard of? The Yankees. Sat your ass down. You go to a sports bar and you go, I want the bacon barbecue burger, but I want the bacon extra crispy. I don't want barbecue sauce. I'd prefer to have mayo. I don't want the cheddar. Hey, that's on you. If they don't feel like doing that, they want to give you attitude, they get it wrong, that's on you. The changing of the channel is a task we all do at home. Like, it's not like they bring in waiters and waitresses from another planet. Like, they're not shuttling them in from Abu Ghraib prison, and they've never seen a remote control before. So here are some of the texts. Your last segment was Radio Gold. I lost control of my car. Every point you made was exactly on point. They always have 5 TVs with the same golf channel on and 1 TV with the prank show, which is an infomercial. Everyone knows it. It's exactly right. And this is what happens. You ask the waitress, you go, hey, do you think you could put the Miami Heat game on over there? and there's golf on the tee, and then someone's watching that. You know, I'm the only person in here. No one's watching that. And the tournament hasn't started. They're at the driving range. So even if someone was watching it, it's not because they want to.
You know what else gets to me? It's happened to me recently. It's at night. After the show, I went to watch a game with my buddies. Jalen and Jacoby's on. This is a talk show.
It's a talk show.
It's quiet. I don't know what these two guys are saying.
It's not even good when you have sound because it's a radio show.
It is.
When you don't have sound, it is. What waiter or waitress walks past that all day at the restaurant and says, "Hey, that makes sense."
Two guys sitting at a desk that we can't hear.
You have no idea what they're saying.
It happened to me last week.
Somebody says the worst is when you go to a sports bar and there's TVs. Some of them are cable. Some of them are satellite. So the TV you're watching always 10 seconds behind what everyone else is watching. They're all cheering. Oh, does that drive me crazy?
Yes. Is there a limit on satellite connections? Why don't they put them all on the same channel?
Well, I think they have it just in case, like for satellite, you know, rain comes in and goes out. They've got the backup or whatever. But if you can't get them all matched up, don't put them all on then.
You have to understand, people are coming here because they can't go to the game.
They want to watch the game there.
And I don't want the fat dude across the bar to let me know if this third down's completed. I want to watch the third down throw. I want to watch the completion.
I'm with you on this, Hawk. Can't even have local games. It's always non-sports games. They look at you like you have three heads when you ask them to put the Heat game on. Dan Day was saying it to me. He's like, you go there and you go, hey, can you put the Heat game on? What is the Heat? What? Where am I?
It's true.
Somebody texts in, this one bar I go to never has sports games on, especially local games. They have the car auction channel, horse racing, hunting, and Fox News. Yeah, I go, what's going on here? You have a sports themed menu. There's a bat on the sign out front.
There's every jersey.
The mat to lead you in is a basketball. And you walk in, there's a car auction on. I don't want to watch the Barrett car auction. Now, somebody does text in, I work at a sports bar, and allow me to say this. If you order boneless wings and dinosaur nuggets, you're not allowed to pick the channel. That's fair. That's fair.
Somebody that really works there, is there a rule on being night turning so many TVs on? I'm just trying to find a reason why it's so difficult. I'm trying to problem solve.
This is what the texter says. I'm glad my girlfriend isn't in the car with me right now because she's a manager at a large sports bar and is the only one that programs the TVs. I would not be allowed to listen to your show anymore. Listen, if you program the TVs, look at the TV guide before the shift starts.
Yeah.
If you're programming the TVs and you program in the Barrett Sports Auction, car auction, sorry.
You know, at the Ale House, there's like a little bat cave that they have to go in to change the channel.
Right. It really is like the bat cave. You expect Alfred to be in there.
And it's locked. Like, is there a bunch of crazy vigilantes changing the TVs? Why is the door locked on the TV change station?
They should allow the patrons to change the TVs to whatever they want to watch.
I'm with you. What harm's it going to do?
They look at you like you've asked them, like, sorry that I took you away from your adding machine in the office to come out and change the channel.
Another texter, when they ask you what the channel is and you tell them and they don't know what ABC is.
Right.
It's on ABC. And what channel is that?
What number is that?
I don't know what cable you have, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What do you have, dynamic cable vision? Let me check my list.
You ever had a waitress tell you, no, we can't tonight. We're not changing the channels tonight. What?
Really? Someone said to me, I'm not changing the channels tonight. I'd walk my ass out of there.
You throw your dinosaur nuggets at her. You take these back.
Somebody texted, this is the content I'm here for. This is a major problem with our local bars. It's embarrassing.
Especially when it's one game on. Like, Thursday night football, Monday night football. Like, what?
It's infuriating to me. I don't get it. Even like, I know, like All-Star weekend, it's not a huge sports weekend, but if you're at a sports bar and you go, hey, can you put the Home Run Derby on? What is that? Is that a movie? Ha! I didn't ask you to put on Sandlot. I asked you to put on the Home Run Derby. What channel's it on? Well, there's three choices, don't you think, sir? It's either MLB, ESPN, or MLB or ESPN. Put it on. Or TBS, whatever it's on.
I wouldn't mind seeing the Rocket Rodriguez. Wasn't that his name in Sandlot? The Rocket?
I don't mind that either. If they put it, like, if there's nothing on, you're there in the afternoon, put on a sports movie.
No, they got to, you got to give me that Chive TV. You got to give me that Chive,
so
baby.
Good.
You got to give me Chive.
So good, yeah.
I'm telling you, baby, if you don't have no sports on, don't give me nothing but Chive.
Chive TV.
How do they have so many good videos,
right?
No,
how? See the guy fall on his face for the 800th time.
Come out there and they someone comes out, the smart person, right? With the remote. This is how you get the upgrade. This is how you get the promotion there. You know how to work a remote? Yeah. All right, they're the shift manager. They come out there and they start looking at the remote. They're pointing. It's not working. They fumble with the batteries a little bit. Then they think that you, like, they think you're a dog, that you're going to lose interest in the ball you were trying to get under the couch.
Like if
30 seconds, the dog wants that ball. And then all of a sudden, there's a rabbit runs by and he forgot that the ball exists. And that's what the manager's waiting. They're waiting for you to lose interest. Mozzarella sticks good? Yeah. All right. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then they walk away and it's like, no, bro. I'm not a shih tzu.
Mozzarella.
Yeah, like two separate conversations.
No, man.
It needed to be said.
This is something that has to be talked about because as we see on the text line, this is a problem.
Yeah, it needed to be said.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.